This is Eli's service station. I'm Eli, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy last day of class to all those who celebrate. It's been a long and short semester in many ways, and a short and long semester in other ways. And today it's been especially gloomy out. And yeah, just feeling maybe a little melancholic today. So I revisited an album that I only listened to for the first time recently, sometime last week. I knew songs from it, but I listened through Cherry Peel by Of Montreal. And yeah, today felt like this kind of day. And this first song you just heard was from that album, and it's Montreal by Of Montreal from Cherry Peel. Great album. I don't have too much to say about this, and I don't have too much to say about, the rest of the music I'm playing. We're gonna go a little bit, we're gonna touch some bases, if you will. You know, started with that, and then up next, we've got a Jeff Buckley cover of Lilac Wine, and after that, we'll hear some Nina Simone to sort of connect those dots, and, you know, get into some jazz from there, and then I don't know where it'll go. I'm still drafting this. So, but for now, what's guaranteed is Lilac Wine, Jeff Buckley. Let's get into it.
I lost myself on a cool, damp night. I gave myself in that misty light. Was hypnotized by a strange delight. Under a lilac tree, I made wine from the lilac tree. Put my heart in its recipe. Makes me see what I want to see and be what I want to be. When I think more than I want to think, I do things I never should do. I drink much more than I ought to drink, because it brings me back you. Lilac wine is sweet and heady, like my love. Lilac wine. See clearly, isn't that she coming to me nearly here? petty. Where's my love? I like wine. I feel unsteady. Isn't that she? Or am I just going crazy, dear? I like wine. I feel I'm ready for all my love. Feel already for my love. Thank you.
Bye Bye Blackbird from Live at the Village Gate by Nina Simone. I found this album recently, and I know I should have found it sooner, but it's just incredible to hear her, you know, my favorite moment in that song is her, you know, whatever, 3 minutes deep into her improv, starts to sing along with the melodies that she's coming up with. It's just pretty chilling. Incredible stuff. And this album's from, or this performance is from 1962, and when I go home to Los Angeles for winter break next week, I'm going to be seeing a movie, well, not a movie, just a showing, a screening, if you will, of a performance of hers from Montreux in 1976, I believe. And I was just reading up on it. It's, you know, it's, I think it's like a 75-minute performance, and it's her first performance in many years at that point in her career. She had moved away from the U.S. and moved to Liberia, and her career was kind of, in the gutter. And so it was like her return to the stage, and they recorded it, and obviously it's come to be, I don't know what the following is like of this film, but I'm really excited to see it. And, you know, it was ultimately, I guess, a good business decision as it's survived her. Anyway, I'm sure I'll have more to say on that, in like the third or fourth week of January, whenever I'm back, on the airwaves. So let's keep it going with, some more jazz. Let's hear, a song from The Awakening by Ahmad Jamal Trio. This is Patterns, one of my favorites. Thank you. That was Without a Song by Cedar Walton, someone I'm also becoming acquainted with. Yeah, I was just reading up a little bit about his background. And yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, he played with Art Blakey, and he played with John Coltrane, and he played with a lot of names, but he's, you know, ducked my awareness at least. So I'm certainly going to be listening to more of him. I listened to this album, Blues for Myself, Piano Solo, which I think is a really great name. It says it's from 1995. I don't know. Spotify sometimes is weird about that kind of stuff, but that could be true. Yeah, it's a great album. I'm going to be listening to more of his work and his credits. So, yeah, that takes us to about the half hour mark, give or take 12 seconds. So it feels like the perfect time to tell you a little bit about the PD Green program. Here we go. Every week, some of your peers at Tufts, or if you don't go to Tufts, some of the Tufts students go to prisons in Massachusetts. They are working with incarcerated students through the PD Green program, helping those behind bars achieve their educational goals. Incarceration rates in the United States remained abnormally high compared to the rest of the world, with significant disparities subjecting Black and Latino men to disproportionate punishment, according to the NAACP. Education in prison is a crucial restorative practice to advance lives in a meaningful way and has been proven to improve outcomes of those involved. With the PD Green program, a national nonprofit organization, you can apply for a semester-long tutoring placement to give support to, share knowledge with, and learn from incarcerated students. To apply for a placement or learn more, go to pdgreen.org, spelled PETEYGREENE.org. Or .org, and click Become a Volunteer to get started. This has been a public service announcement from the PD Green program and your friends at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And shout out to the person who drew in Sharpie on the back of this and made it really hard to read because it completely bled through. So that's great. PD Green is awesome. I regretfully never got involved with it, but I have some good friends who do really great work with them. So yeah, if you're listening to this and you're eligible for this program, I highly recommend stepping up and participating. All right, cool. We're gonna keep it going with a little more of that jazz, and this is gonna be a song that was not in the system when I was trying to make this playlist. As to say that I don't think this has been played on the radio yet. This is Walter Smith III's recent album. I learned recently that he's a professor at Berkeley, and I've, I guess just been oblivious to so much. So that's a thing that I maybe will be able to capitalize on and go track him down somewhere. Okay, this is Misanthrope's Hymn off of his new album called Three of Us Are From Houston and Ruben Is Not. Okay, let's hear it. Thank you.
something that you stole from me. Give up what you stole from me. You and I, we both well know there's something there, there's something that you stole from me. Give up what you stole from me. You and I, we both know there's something gone, there's something there, there's something that you stole from me. Give up what you stole from me. Give up what you stole from me. Can't understand this greed. Have the selfish, have the power. Have the rest was planted seed. For the trees must grow, for this concrete river to flow. Yeah, we just stand up and say no. We just stand up and say no. We just stand up and say no. I still don't get this greed. The people working to feed their babies, oh, that's the real economy. Can you think you're above this? So you're not above the trees that grow. I said we just stand up and say no. We just stand up and say no. There's something that you stole from me. Give up what you stole from me. You and I, we both know there's something here, there's something on, there's something here, there's something that you stole from me. Give up what you stole from me. Give up what you stole from me. You got the solar, yeah, you got control. Out of our pockets runs a river of silver and gold and blood and bronze and shit and lies. I so struggle, struggle on the street. Oh, those in compassion don't deserve to eat. Oh, this is cutthroat business. Leave no prisoners, no. Everybody has demons. I'm stabbing at them in the dark. They're feeding on my beating heart. We should stand up and say no. 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 There's something, yeah, there's something, oh, there's something, yeah, there's something that you stole from me. Give up what you stole from me. Give up what you stole from me.
That was Give Back What You Stole From Me by Oscar Jerome. Yeah, good song. I don't know. I don't know that much about it. I found it recently. Enjoying it. Yeah, I thought that was a good transition away from the Walter Smith. I found out that he's the chair of the wind ensemble and wind department at Berkeley, which is pretty cool. Anyway, yeah, I think I intended that to sort of conclude some of the jazz that I was playing, but I'm just actually going to change my mind and go back for one more. This is going to be a song by, or a song from A Joyful Holiday by Samara Joy. I'm saying a lot. I don't know. Yeah. This is Twinkle Twinkle Little Me. Samara Joy I found because she sang at Emmett Cohen's, you know, apartment, whatever his YouTube is, which has come to be the most prestigious venue in all of New York City, it seems. So anyway, that's how I found her. And then I found this album from my good friend Gus, who's now in California. If you were here last week, you heard him right here at this time. But, you know, he's now 2,600 miles away. Crazy. Anyway, without further ado, this is Twinkle Twinkle Little Me, a little bit of holiday music. Samara Joy, enjoy.
twinkle, twinkle, little me. I have a lovely light. I'm the star upon the tree that makes your Christmas bright. Twinkle, twinkle, little me. I left the Milky Way just so I could come and be with you on Christmas Day. Angels brought me where you are. Heaven gave me I'm the happy little star you wish upon each night. Twinkle, twinkle, little me. I have a present too. If you give unselfishly and make a wish come true, I'll always shine for you. Angels brought me where you are, and heaven gave. Star you wish upon each night. Twinkle, twinkle, little me. I have a present too. If you give unselfishly and make a wish come true, I'll always shine for you.
That last song was Antenna by Huko and Sunset Roller Coaster. This is a collaborative album called AAA. And these groups are from Taiwan and Korea, respectively. I read that Sunset Roller Coaster is a Taiwanese group, and they're known for being a soft rock band. And Huko is the Korean band, more of an indie group. Yeah, this album has been getting a lot of traction, especially on from content creators I follow online. So that's how I became aware of it. And my friend Mila also shared some of these songs with me. I should say that song was not just called Antenna, but it was more like Antenna, as every single letter has, you know, 3 to 6 characters repeated. So there's another song on the album that's just called the word Antenna, and this is kind of like a slowed and reverbed version of that. So I thought that was kind of nice. And I think I have one more thing on the docket, but before that thing, I have another thing, which is that this has been Eli's Service Station, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and keep it here. We've got a good show after us, after me. And that's it for me this semester. I'm sure you'll be hearing from me at some point next semester, and I don't know when, but I will reach out the way that I do with this one to let you know when I know what I know. Cool. I'm going to leave you with a song by Linda Perhax, or something other pronunciation of that. This is the titular song from her album, Parallelograms. Please enjoy Parallelograms off of Parallelograms by Linda Perhax. And thanks for listening. Have a good night, everybody, and happy holidays, and a happy new year, and happy lots of stuff. Thanks. Good night.
Semi-barrel.